President Donald Trump will be in Wilmington today to designate it as the first World War II heritage city. It's the culmination of more than a decade of work for one local historian. Rachel Lewis Hilburn of WHQR reports.
The population in Wilmington, North Carolina, nearly tripled during World War II. Author and historian Wilbur Jones says the port city's infrastructure was not prepared for the onslaught.
The city just about ran out of food in 1943 because of rationing. And all of the war workers coming here to work in defense industries, and particularly the shipyard, and a lot of officers and non-commissioned officers from the military were living here.
The federal government also set up German prisoner of war camps, the main one situated near the current Williston Middle School site. But Jones says this part of Wilmington's history is not taught widely enough. One of the reasons this preservation legislation gives him hope that the lessons and stories from World War II will not be lost.
That was Rachel Lewis Hilburn reporting.